Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got 5 minutes left with Dr. Paul Craig Robertson. We'll look more at the economy and take your calls with Bob Chapman. Quickly, the true wealthy exiting the country, even the engineers of the collapse, exiting, buying armored redoubts all over the world, and then getting into Iran. Please comment on this, sir.
Okay, Alex, keep in mind there are two kinds of rich people. They're the rich people who live off of fortunes that are not in the corporations or on Wall Street. They're different from the people who are building fortunes, who are the CEOs of corporations or the Wall Street hedge fund managers and investment bankers who are building the fortunes. They're the ones who are running things in the ground. The people who have the money are just living off of it, and they can see it. They don't have a stake in it, and they're getting out while they can. And so that makes sense. Now, Iran, I've been expecting them to attack Iran for some time. And if you look at everything they say and everything they do, that's what it points to. It doesn't point to anything else. And every time somebody resolves the situation for them, like Brazil and Turkey did recently, the United States government gets mad. So I think they want to have a war, and they're not quite sure how to go about it, the consequences. They got to have some excuse. They keep talking about the non-existent nukes, but they keep getting contradicted by the U.S. intelligence agencies and by the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is on the ground in Iran and reports no diversion of uranium. And they don't know what the impact could be on Russia or China or how they'll see it. And so they want to do it, but they can't really see how exactly they're going to get away with it. So as soon as they can convince themselves that they can get away with it and that they have some way to justify it, some false flag event or just some happenstance, maybe just something happens that Iran doesn't mean to happen, or so they can blame Iran. Once they see a way, then they will probably make this attack. Unless, of course, enough of them in Washington start to realize that they're bankrupt and they have no way to carry on these wars and that it's undermining their power. And if they were to come to that realization, they would back off. I don't know what the chance is of them coming to that realization. As you know, the neoconservatives are screaming every day, attack Iran, attack Iran. There's a new screed in the Weekly Standard now. The push from the military security complex to keep the war profits going, all of that's driving them. So it's hard to know how they will finagle it, what will happen that will let them unleash it. This leak, this WikiLeak of all the Afghan material, this may be undermining them in some way. So they'll have to make a judgment. They want to do it, but whether they can decide that they can get away with it, that remains to be seen.
Well, Ray McGovern and many others, including Ahmadinejad, are saying they believe it's in the next 3 months if the attack is going to be launched in this phase. The last big danger zone, it was late 2007. But the aftermath and the repercussions of this, have you ever in your research seen a more dangerous time in U.S. history than what we're entering right now?
No, and the danger comes from Washington. It's not from the outside world. The enemy is in Washington. The threat we face is our own government. Look, they're going to have a hard time, Alex, because Chinese credit
rating. You know what, Dr. Roberts, I want you to be able to finish. Come back and do two more minutes with us, because when our music plays, it cuts off your Skype audio. I want you to be able to put a bookend on this on the other side, then Bob Chapman. We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, 14 years ago, people thought that liner was a joke. We're in an occupied global corporate system. We need to take America back and restore the republic, or we'll be bankrupted like all the other third world slaves these crooks have sucked dry. We're going to finish up with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts because I didn't want his point to be cut off during the break. But then he made a big announcement to me, and we can make the announcement here. He's going to be now working with TrendsResearch.com and Gerald Celente. Gerald's on a week from Monday for an hour and a half, by the way, with an extended interview. So I can't think of two better guys teaming up. TrendsResearch.com is the website. Dr. Roberts, tell us a little bit about that and then finish your point.
I suppose I got myself into it when I stopped doing the column because Celente said, hey, you don't have anything to do. Why don't you join up with us? And so I've agreed to do some writing for their Trends Journal. Now, the point I was making, and I'm very pleased because, you know, Celente is a guy who's not afraid. He speaks his mind, and he has a lot of important and valuable insights. So I'm delighted to have teamed up with such a personality. Now, the point I was making is, you know, as I said earlier, the constraint on the United States government is its ability to finance itself, its financial position. And I explained reasons that's getting weak. And now what happened last week was the head of the major Chinese credit rating agency declared that the United States is insolvent and has the debt burdens of a bankrupt third world country. Now, when your largest creditor makes a public announcement that they have no faith in you, That is a constraint on your power, and that may be what blocks the attack on Iran, if anything does. To hear from your creditor that they see you as insolvent and bankrupt.
So they're trying to buy a war. They go to their creditor, the communist Chinese, and they say you're bankrupt. I mean, is that along the same lines as 2 weeks ago, their head credit rating agency getting rid of the AAA rating for the United States and Europe?
I think that was an opening gun, yes. They downgraded it. See, they're asserting themselves because we think we're the superpower, but they're our creditors. So who really is the superpower?
Last point, and I'm going to let you go, sir, and we appreciate your time. The problem is, what, 40,000, 50,000, nobody knows, nukes, high-tech weapons that are in the control of the neocons and the crooks that run our government. So it sounds like they're just going to go ahead with whatever it takes. I mean, remember Cheney launching the Georgian attack on the Russian held area. These people are nuts.
They're nuts. They can use that for nuclear blackmail to force countries that are not well-armed to supply them with resources. And that's another way they could continue longer than I forecast. But they would still lose control over this country. And so at some point, the other countries would realize there's only one target in America, and that's Washington. And once they realize that, that's the end of Washington.
Dr. Roberts,
if you don't have to do one city to get rid of it, then it's an easy thing to do.
Wow. The criminals there on the Potomac, the District of Criminals. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for your insights. We appreciate you coming on.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
Great having him. All right, we'll talk to him again in the near future, God willing, if they don't start World War III in the next month, like Ray McGovern said, is a distinct possibility. He said more than a 50% chance by the middle of August that it's going to start, and most analysts say it is going to lead to World War III. The media is also saying Venezuela is giving weapons, which is asinine. It's the other way around, to Iran, when their weapon systems are much more high-tech than Venezuela. So they've got U.S. fleets and forces moving into Colombia around them. And we're going to be talking to Bob Chapman about what he just heard Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying. Bob Chapman is an uber patriot. He's been fighting for near half a century and is really one of the only living granddaddies of the Patriot movement. So we're always honored to have him join us, and he'll be with us for the balance of the hour for the next 47 minutes today. But before I go to him, I shot this video 2.5 weeks ago and happened to be wearing the same shirt, though. It's funny. The guys pointed out, you know, you're airing that video today, you're wearing the same shirt. People say, he did the video today. It'll be a big conspiracy about that. The point is, we shot this video 2.5 weeks ago or so. Aaron and I, to make sure everything was documented with hundreds of documents, video clips, you name it, put this 15-minute video together. It's now gone up to prisonplanet.tv if you want to download it in the highest quality. But it's also on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube, because this is a public service emergency announcement where we just prove that people are being poisoned and killed by design through the food, through the water, aspartame, MSG, GMO. It's a devastating 15-minute piece, and I'm asking everyone to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm asking Bob Chapman tomorrow and his international forecaster to send out a link if he wants to. It's very influential. I need everybody's help to get food, the ultimate secret, exposed. That's the name of the article. That's the name of the video. I want you to send that link out to everybody. But I haven't done this in about a week and a half. We had 5 search terms in a 5-day period showing the mainstream media our power when they were censoring the Obama deception, were the number one search terms on YouTube, Google, Yahoo, and a lot of other places. We can do it again. Now, the headline is Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed. We need to use some term out of that that will then make this article that has the video the top link. The top link. So that when people see this top search term, then hundreds of papers and blogs will then write about it. We discovered not only do people link to our story, other people then write about it, and we reach millions at one bang. This is a powerful InfoWar weapon in our arsenal. And so, I don't know. I mean, I said earlier, just search the term food, the ultimate, and that will bring you to the article. And we can have a secondary search made up of that term to have the second search, or depending on what goes up the rankings, one will be on top, one will be number two. The ultimate secret. That's probably even a better search term than food, the ultimate. But I know how search engines work. It needs to be simple, no more than three words. So search the ultimate secret, three words, the ultimate secret. Do it over and over again in Google and Yahoo in the search engine. Click on the article, send it out to everybody, tell them to pay it forward, to send the link on to others, and we will warn people about what's in their food, what's in their water. You may know all about this, but a lot of people don't. I mean, they've heard aspartame's bad or MSG's bad or GMO crops are bad, but most people have no idea just how serious it is. This is highly produced, powerful video, powerful article. Search the term, the ultimate secret, the ultimate secret. And then also search the term food, the ultimate, food, the ultimate. So you choose, get it out there, do either or both, and I commend you. And then all of us collectively swarming the globalist, millions are going to read this article and see this video because of you taking action. All we did was make the video and write the article, and that's important. That's its genesis. But if it's going to grow and have a huge effect, that is up to you, and this is your mission. If you choose to accept it, I want to salute and thank everyone that made our last five search terms a week and a half ago, number one. I gave it a week and a half rest, but this is an important message. Needs to get out. Food, the ultimate secret exposed. Get it out to everyone. Search the term, the ultimate secret. Now, for the balance of the hour, Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com joins us to break down the economy, what's happening in the world. Bob, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you very much, and I saw the video this morning, and Judy and I viewed it, and it's number one on the hit parade in my link section under the U.S. section for tomorrow morning.
Thank you, sir. I need everybody's help, and I really appreciate you. What do you think of the video itself? Then we'll talk about Robert saying he believes it's a 6 on a 10 that we're going to completely collapse like Mexico.
Well, first of all, as far as the film is concerned, I'm one of those souls who has been doing and reading about and exercising the things that I should be since, I guess, 1964. You know, vitamins, minerals, herbs, eating the proper thing is probably one of the reasons that I'm as healthy as that I am at this, you know, advanced age. And, you know, work 16, 18 hours a day, and it doesn't even faze me. So, people, please listen. Because that's the way you should be living, and you shouldn't be eating those kind of foods, and you got to bolster your immune system. So the program is extraordinarily important. It's something, you know, we have a health section, but I don't get into it that deeply. I let others write because I just can't cover everything. But, Alex, it's great. It's a wonderful program. And everybody should jump on the bandwagon.
Well, thank you. Let me just add the caveat. You know, the message isn't just that all this poison is there, but that it's being done by design. We have those documents in the piece. I mean, this is so diabolical. Now, any comments on Roberts and the pieces that he's been putting out lately? I know you follow his work.
Well, in reference to what you were talking about prior to his just leaving, I agree with him and Ray McGovern, too. But, you know, your comment was these people are nuts, and they are. And they think they're above everything. And even if they cannot justify a war, a new one, wherever it may be, they're going to do it anyway. You got to go back and look at the history of these people. And we only have written history probably back to the year 600 or 700 or 800. But this has been going on for a long time. And they habitually and perpetually, every time they get in a squeeze and they want to blame somebody else for what they're doing, they have a war. And that's why I was able to project the invasion and occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan, because I knew they were going to do something like that. They looked like the suspects, and they were, and that's the way it turned out. So they're trying to use every option. And I've had this conversation, too, on a program which I do with active and retired military people, which I really love doing because they don't know anything about finance per se, And so I've been very helpful to the
Bob, stay there. Tell us what they're saying to you when we come back. Then I want to get to this amazing Bloomberg report where they admit the insurance companies are stealing people's death benefits from dead soldiers. And we'll talk about what you see happening with the economy. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Nikki Z., Doug Casey, David McElhane, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Oh, yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And right beside me is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. All right, Bob, we've got China lowering the credit rating for the U.S. government and the EU. We've got open buildup for war with Iran. I've got this Bloomberg 15-page report where every major insurance company has had the government rules changed where they can take dead veterans' insurance money and not give it to people. I mean, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone, Bob.
It certainly is, and it just shows you that there's nothing there to protect the American public. Within this new financial regulation bill that they passed, the SEC is no longer subject to the Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA as it's known. That means that everything they do is a secret. Now, in there, the SEC only brings civil charges against people for whatever, usually within the brokerage and in the industrial and service industries. And they have always had secret testimony that they wouldn't divulge. But now it will be probably like a court that was held during the 12th century before the Magna Carta. And it's very, very, very bad. But it just is an example of people not having any rights. And this is what this is propelling towards.
Well, I've got that headline, and you and Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano have read the bill that's now law, and you've stated it gives the Federal Reserve total control over the economy with a private board made up of the very leaders of the banks that robbed us. And there's the Fox News headline from Fox Business. We'll put that back on screen. SEC says new financial regulation law exempts it from public disclosure. That way, next time somebody warns them about Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay for 11 or 12 years, they don't even get criticized. No one ever even knows, because they are literally all the former people of these criminal groups. And so that's why the insurance companies say, we'll just stop paying the death benefits on dead soldiers. Ha ha ha!
Diabolical. And you know, I got to give you three instances, because I've been in the brokerage business and close to the financial markets for over 50 years. Number one, about 4 months ago, Berkshire Hathaway was found guilty of accounting fraud, $300 million. And I think the fraud was against the U.S. government, but I'm not sure. I didn't read the internals. And they were fined $100 million. So it was worth it for them to do that, because they kept $200 million. And then along came Goldman Sachs, and they sold $5 billion or more worth of collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds with mortgages inside them. They were hauled before the SEC for a number of violations in that genre, and they paid a fine of $550 million. So they stole, essentially, $5 billion or more and paid a fine of $500 million, and they kept $4.5 billion. Now, the third one is today. Which happened yesterday, Citigroup was fined $75 million. Now, they sold $50 billion worth of CDOs, which are now worth about $15 billion. And that's all they get fined, was $75 million.
And we have all their own internal emails and documents. They knew it was pure worthless crud. They had fake insurance companies certified as AAA, undermining the entire financial system, and they get away with it.
And nobody goes to jail. And they're all interconnected. They all belong to the Illuminati. They control our government from the behind the scenes. They control and own the Federal Reserve. And that's why Dr. Roberts, as well as Ron Paul and myself, and you as well, have said that this is tyrannical. People who don't have any idea yet what's going to happen, and it's going to be very nasty.
Because they've committed millions of crimes, why not commit millions of even bigger crimes? They've shown that. Have you ever seen fraud in history that gets anywhere close to this?
No, not on this colossal basis, so to speak. And it's ongoing. And again, I come back to what you were speaking of earlier with another war, or let's say with Iran. And McGovern and Dr. Roberts and myself and you agree that there's an excellent possibility of that happening. But the justification and the money isn't there. They're going to do it anyway. These people are crazy.
And all of us are in the middle. I want to come back and get into gold, how they're manipulating that, what you see happening in the short, mid, and long term of the economy, and then phone calls. For Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-1000. 9231. Quick questions or points. We'll get Bob to comment on it. It's all coming up straight ahead. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your phone calls are coming up with Bob Chapman, but before we go any further, 2.5 weeks ago when the Obama deception got censored on YouTube, got removed, and then unprecedented action by YouTube, they put it back up, I made the decision to offer the DVD with the expanded extras and the highest quality for $5 a piece, or a little under $5. You can get 4 of these films until Monday. We're going to get rid of the special Monday evening for $19.95. You cannot beat that special. You can go to Infowars.com. We've got 2 different shopping carts, our shopping cart and a Yahoo shopping cart. You can just click on the shopping link at the top of Infowars.com, and you can get the Obama Deception, 4 copies for $19.95. You can also get 10 copies for $39.95. So that's under $4 a piece when you get 10 copies. And believe me, you give this to a liberal, a conservative, they'll think it's in the control left-right paradigm. This film has been so successful. So many callers, so many people on the street, so many talk show hosts say that this film that's evergreen, released a year and a half ago, is what finally woke them up. I think my most powerful film is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But this one has been the most effective, and it's riveting, power-packed, describes the entire paradigm for people to understand what the banks are doing, the design collapse of society, how they were going to promote austerity and cutting benefits. A year and a half ago, they weren't talking about that. It's all in the film. People see this and they say, this was made a year and a half ago? This is what's happening today. And, of course, part two of it is Fall of the Republic, which I think is even more powerful of a film. But the point is, this is the film that's the most effective at waking people up. The Obama Deception, 10 copies, $39.95, and your purchase, and the meager profit, funds this entire operation. We also have a lot of other big specials at InfoWars.com on books, T-shirts, ball caps, all of it about spreading the word. You can download all my films in super high quality and special reports and expanded extras at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to salute and thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We're adding more material, upgrading the site. It's all in the works right now. I want to thank all of you in the six-plus years of support of PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up in about 30 seconds. Just a username, passcode, $5.95 a month, trial membership, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Then you can share your passcode, well, really with as many people as you want, but it only allows the passcode to be entered by six different people simultaneously. So six people can use it with the same username and passcode simultaneously. So I wouldn't give it to more than 10 people. Because if you do more than that and they share it, you'll go in and try to use it and you'll be locked out while the other six people are on there. And we'd give it all to you for free if we could. It's high quality. You know, this stuff is close to HD. Some of the new films coming out, we're going to have up there for you in HD. But then most people don't have connections that are good enough to get that. The point is, PrisonPlanet.tv, all the films are there. Go there, download it, get it out to everyone. But take advantage of this special. It's over in 3 days. It's over in 3 days. You cannot beat the price. $4 if you get 10, $5 if you get 4, $5 a piece. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Going to Bob Chapman. Bob, people can call a toll-free number, and they can get a free complimentary copy of the International Forecaster, the hard copy, or have it emailed to them. It's 30, 40, 50 pages, depending on which issue it is. It comes out twice a week digital, several times a month, hard copy. Give folks that number if they want to get a copy of the International Forecaster.
Now, that toll-free number is 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And don't forget, Ted Anderson at Midas is offering a special, and you get yourself one of those French francs, and you get a free one-year subscription. And that's the best deal I've ever seen. And so I think you should take advantage of it if you're interested in the publication. But you can still get a free copy.
That's right. He sells francs at the lowest I've seen anywhere, a fifth of an ounce. And then you get a $159 yearly subscription, either digital or mailed to you, when you call as well. Give that number out one more time.
Now that number is 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178, toll free.
Okay, I want to go to Mike, Steve, Kevin, Mark, and a couple other callers. And I know you love taking calls, Bob. But after we take some calls, what are some of the other issues you want to get into today?
Well, I think you mentioned earlier the situation with the gold and silver market, also the stock market. We've already covered some terrific issues. I saw today that, well, I guess it's yesterday now, that as I had predicted earlier, one of the major cities in Greece has gone bankrupt. No, I rephrase that. One of the major cities in Greece has defaulted on some of their loans, and that's Piraeus, which is the main port in the country, which is fairly close to Athens. And so it may have begun over there.
And we saw the euro just a month ago was supposedly going to collapse, but then the Bilderberg said we can't allow that. But and then Merkel wouldn't let the brokerage firms come in and manipulate their currencies. Is there a split within the elite right now?
Yes, there is, at least on that measure. And that happens from time to time. They're a greedy bunch, and they always want more money than the next guy. And she did the right thing. There's absolutely no question. And the euro got down to 118.75. Yesterday it closed over 130, And so that's quite a recovery. I would imagine somewhere along the line it will solidify. The consumer confidence in Germany is very strong because they're big exporters, and that less expensive euro is going to make their exports probably at least 10% cheaper than they normally would.
But the implosion of all these fiat currencies has got to go somewhere, the way this system's set up. And some of our economics guests we've had on the last week are saying they see it migrating to London or Tokyo next. What do you say?
Well, that could happen in part. What I thought you were referring to when you asked that question was the currencies and where people are going to go to. And, of course, the main reason that gold is higher than it is, and this is something that people overlook except some professionals, and that is for the last 15 months, gold has been competing with the dollar as the for the position of the preeminent currency in the world. People who have currencies, all of them, are gravitating back to gold because they know it doesn't owe anybody anything. And you're going to see this strengthen as time goes on. Not the answer to the question, but an expansion.
No. I mean, it was just an open. No. That is my question. You did answer it. Did gold going down a little bit have to do with an entire year's market being secretly sold by the IMF and World Bank 2 weeks ago?
We don't know what they did. We will find out in time, but there was a lot of selling. But you got to remember, things go up and things go down. Stocks, goals, commodity, etc. And so it's not unhealthy to have a 100-point correction. Sure, it's painful if you're in the long side of the market. But then again, it's not so painful if you've got money to do more buying or you're making an initial investment. You know, like the French roosters, just as an example that Ted uses in his business, they're around, and don't quote me on this, I'm not a coin dealer, but around $265. A year from now, they might be double that. And so what would you rather have? A rooster or a dollar or a Federal Reserve note? And, of course, the answer is pretty simple.
Well, gold is up $13.80 today. When do you see it running back up to the levels it was at 2 months ago?
It's in the process of doing so.
Okay.
And, I thought that by the end of the year we could get 16, 1650. And I think that's still very doable. It might be a little bit more difficult. It's hard to say. I think a great deal of the selling that you've seen that occurred in the gold market occurred in the futures market as opposed to physical selling. And the reason why is there's a record and close to record amount of contracts being traded. Yesterday, on Wednesday, was a good example of that. They set a record in gold contracts. And that means that there was a lot of selling going on, but this is paper selling. It's different than the physical market.
And that's what GATA's lawsuits and investigation deals with, is how they use the paper market to manipulate the physical.
Yes, and they're using leverage, which they're not supposed to do, which is illegal. And there is testimony from a professional in London on the LBMA that the leverage is about 100 to 1. And there's another report I saw by Adrian Douglas, and he had it pegged at a minimum of 45 to 1.
So do you call that naked? I mean, they're not even really investing. They're just manipulating.
That's right. It's naked. You know, it's just like a big casino. And the U.S. government has told them, hey, go do it. You know, we'll cover you. I mean,
total.
It's like J.P. Morgan Chase controlling the silver market. It's illegal. But the government's behind them. Look at the lawsuit several years ago that was brought forward by another coin dealer in the United States. And in the testimony, Barrick Gold said, well, we were selling gold forward under instructions from the United States government. It's right in discovery.
It's just incredible how rigged things are. Let's take some phone calls. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah. The quote by Andrew Jackson, when he was putting up with the same struggles in the 1830s, Thomas Biddle, the same Ben Bernanke. You are a den of vipers, and by eternal God, I will rout you out. And we have to get behind the Secret of Oz's idea of debt-free money issued interest-free by the federal government, not the Federal Reserve, and where state banks rule. And I wanted your comment.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with you. That's the power of Congress. That's in the Constitution, that the People's Congress chooses our monetary system, not a private Federal Reserve that's as federal as Federal Express. Bob?
Agreed, but you've got to remember, we don't want another U.S. note without any backing. You've got to have gold or silver or both backing that U.S. government-produced currency that you're talking about. It's extremely important because you'll just be like every other fiat currency in the world, and the name will change from Federal Reserve notes to U.S. notes. That's not good enough. We have to have something tangible behind that new currency that the gentleman is referring to.
Mike, I appreciate your call. The bottom line is this. We're fighting the same type of banking structure and fiat manipulative money changing system that our founding fathers fought, that Andrew Jackson fought, that Lincoln dealt with. It's always the same. But 200 years ago, Americans understood this. Now Americans are just now beginning to understand it. And so this expansion of Federal Reserve power is their reaction to the fact that they know people are waking up to them. Let's talk.
They're waking up in a big way, Alex, and you and I both know that.
It's very exciting. Let's talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a question for Bob. Bob, I have a question for you. Being a disabled Vietnam veteran and doesn't, have very much to live off of, and with this crisis that's going to occur shortly, I'm starting to fear here for my life here because I see no way out for myself here. And, I'm up and I'm trying to let people know what's going on, but, people look at me like I'm stupid.
Sir, that will change. And there'll be a lot of good people there to help you.
Yeah, it's important that you tell them now and let them laugh at you, and you just say, just remember, so as everything you talk about unfolds, then your credibility will be gold. I mean, that's the experience I've had in 15 years on air. The first five, it was, most people laughed at me, and now there aren't many people laughing. And those that are laughing have got IQs at around room temperature.
And I agree with that. And there's a lot of good people out there who are going to help one another. So don't fret. Don't feel down. There's a lot of good Americans and the good other people out in the world who are going to help people like you.
Absolutely. God bless you, Steve. Kevin in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
I went to address the situation with the G8 and G20 in Pittsburgh. As everyone knew that they were in London, and with the assault on Lan Tomlinson.
Yeah, they murdered a guy delivering newspapers, and then now the cop's not going to get in trouble. And it was in front of witnesses. He beat his brains out from behind just because he wanted to feel powerful, and the government said, good job, murder people delivering newspapers.
So, in Toronto and Pittsburgh, also I want to talk about FEMA camps in Ohio, where I live in Ohio, up by Sandusky and Toledo and down by
Columbus. Rob New got taken to one with Luke Radowski. They took him to a military base, and they were taking people off trucks with bags on their heads. I mean, they're there. It's admitted.
Camp Perry in Lima, we have POW camps where we held German and Italian prisoners in World War II, and we, renovated them to make them FEMA camps.
And the model, Emergency Powers Act talks about that. The Emergency Centers Act talks about it. And then Glenn Bexicert says there's no evidence of it, even though they – I appreciate your call. Bob, what did you think about the Washington Post 2 weeks ago and Top Secret USA admitting what we'd already reverse engineered, that they've got close to 1 million private spies, preachers have been hired to be spies, CIA in every local town. It's all illegal. But, I mean, they have been gearing up for this takeover. This is so diabolical.
Well, it is. And, you know, you referred earlier to commentaries that I had gotten on the other program I'm on and have been for about 5 years, the Marine Disquisition, and talking with and getting information from especially people who are active. And the comments have been generally this. If we're told that we're going to have to shoot Americans, we're not going to do it. And if foreign troops come into the country, they're not going home. And thirdly, if they push us far enough, maybe we'll do what you want us to do. And that's stand there in there for you. And my comment has been to all of them, and these are officers, non-commissioned officers, and other people who are privates and corporals, et cetera. And my feeling on this is this. If and when it starts, we go to the military and we say, how can we help you?
I just want my republic back. And, I mean, when they're in Bloomberg admittedly taking dead veterans' insurance money and keeping it, in fact, the headline is, fallen soldiers' families denied cash as insurers profit, and the article says it's criminal, but nobody's going to get in trouble. I mean, what does it take to know this government is criminal run? And I'm not just talking about Obama. I'm talking about those Republican whores as well. We'll be right back with some final calls.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Try to jam in a few final calls here with Bob Chapman on this Friday edition. Of course, we had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on earlier with some key intel. Up on InfoWars.com is the article and special video that is key for everybody to see. We can save a lot of lives with this. The food, the water is being poisoned by design. It's all documented in Food, The Ultimate Secret Exposed. That's the name of the article and the video by Alex Jones and Aaron Dykes. This is your assignment this weekend. If you choose to accept it, send the video out to your email list, Facebook, post links to it on YouTube, MySpace, show it to your coworkers, and search the term The Ultimate Secret. That'll make that the top search term. People will click on it, and they'll see our article and our video. Search the term The Ultimate Secret, those three words, or search Food The Ultimate. Food The Ultimate and The Ultimate Secret. We'll have the number one and number two search terms if you do that. Food The Ultimate is one, and The Ultimate Secret is the other. God bless you. Great job to everybody. Let's jam in three quick calls for Bob. Quick comment or question, Mark in Tejas. You're on the air. That was an explosive start, Mark. Welcome, sir. Okay, got to let him go. Lisa in California, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. My question is, I've heard that by manipulating the price of silver, you manipulate the price of gold and thereby the dollar. I'm just wondering, if they decided to stop manipulating it, would that suddenly cause the dollar to collapse? And is this maybe
Yes. Most economists say silver should be $50, gold should be $2,500. Correct, Bob?
That's correct. And about 15 months ago, syndrome, as we'll call it for many years, the attachment of gold to the dollar, and the dollar went up, gold would go down, and vice versa, that is no longer true. There is a 20%, influence of the dollar on gold and vice versa, and that's it. In other words, if gold's having a good day and the dollar's weak, gold's having a little bit better day than it would have otherwise.
So they've partially decoupled.
Well, almost totally, 80% decoupling. And that's going to continue because gold's on its own, because they're competing with the dollar for the supremacy of the only real money in the world. And this is what we're going to eventually evolve into. Most people haven't discovered it yet. But then again, they haven't been doing this for over 50 years like I have. So I got a little head start on them.
Absolutely. Lisa, great question. Quickly, Matt in New York, last caller. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, good to speak to you both. I have two quick questions for Bob.
Okay, tail gunner, hit him.
Okay, first of all, Bob, do you see eventually gold bullion separating from the price of gold stocks? And second, quickly, what do you see for private gold if there becomes a currency that has a gold backing?
Well, first of all, gold and the shares both are being manipulated by the United States government. And each day they lose a little bit more ground. You've seen it. Gold's gone from $250 to $1,200 in round figures. Agnico Eagle has gone from $4 we'll say to $57. It's been as high as 83.5. And so there's no decoupling there. They will move together, and all of a sudden the shares will move in a far greater manner than the bullion will. And the same will happen with graded mint state numismatic coins.
So you'll see the jump in the stocks before you see physical go up.
Yeah, they always lead because they have more sophisticated investors.
And that's the more rigged in as well. Great points, Bob Chapman. Talk to you again next week. Thanks for spending time with us.
Okay, thank you. Listen, bye-bye.
And I'm sorry to Matt, can't get to your second question. Great job, crew. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.